Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source. Located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well, taking a little bit of time for yourself. I hope you and your family have been blessed. Today, we're going to be discussing the new tariff in town. That's correct. He's big, he's tall, and he's got a big set of tariffs that he's going to be levying. And of course, that's the only thing that we've been hearing about in the news as of late. But today we're going to try to demystify a little bit about tariffs. And not only that, we want to understand, what do tariffs mean to you? What do they mean to your retirement? What are some of the things that we need to be careful of when it comes to our retirement? And as it relates to these tariffs, there's so much talk about how good they are, and yet there's so much talk about how bad they are. Is there any ground somewhere in the middle? Well, we're going to try to be as fair and balanced and maybe educate you a little bit, but also give you a little bit of hope that there's some really good things about the tariffs that we need to be aware of. Now, if you're brand new to the radio show, if you're brand new to this podcast, I just want to say welcome to the program. If you've been looking for a down-to-earth place to learn about retirement, to try to figure out how to most effectively and safely take everything that you've worked so hard to save and turn it into income that will last the rest of your life. For those of you that are already retired, to take what you have and potentially capitalize and increase the amount of income that you get to draw from. Well, you've come to the right place, because here we want to be able to capitalize on everything that we've been blessed to save. And for all of us, you know, depending upon our career, depending upon how thrifty we were and what we worked hard to save and the things that we went through in life, you know, some have only saved a little, some have saved a whole lot. But we all have to, at some point in our life, come to a point of retirement if we're given normal life. And we want to be able to make the most of that retirement. We want to be able to have the freedom to go where we want to go. And guess what's going to help you do that? It's going to be, number one, the peace of mind to know that your principal is safe, that you've worked hard to save. And number two, it's going to be, it's going to be the income that you're able to derive from all of that principal. So I hope you stick around today. We're going to be discussing a lot of political views. We're going to be discussing a little bit about the market, but more importantly, the focus should be on what to expect next. Now, also, in that same vein, if you haven't had an opportunity to stop by the website, johnsonwim.com, I encourage you to do so. There's tons of resources on the website to help you better learn and be prepared for that transition to retirement. You could be watching YouTube videos. There's white papers. There's past radio shows. I also encourage you to pick up a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement, something tangible that you can read, that you can study from time to time, to be able to help you better assess where are you in getting best prepared for retirement. It's not set it and forget it. You can do that with some degree of success when you're in the accumulation stage, but when things get a little bit more serious, that's in the distribution stage. And we dare not make mistakes, because oftentimes people that do end up having to go back to work. And let's face it, nobody wants to unretire. So tariffs. That's all we're hearing about is tariffs. What is going on? Well, number one, we have to acknowledge this. I have to give props where they are due. President Trump has been an extremely busy man. President Trump has absolutely wasted no time beginning to deliver on some of his political promises to tighten up the spending of the U.S. government, to implement these tariffs. And one of the things that we know back in December, after the elections were over and we were starting to wind down towards the holidays, I think all of a sudden there was a bit of, well, there was a bit of a question that was coming into the minds of different investors. They were starting to realize, you know what, we've got this brand new president. He's got this agenda to implement tariffs, and we have no idea about what these tariffs are going to be, to whom they're going to be, on what they're going to be, and how much. And then all of a sudden, just thinking about the cascading effect of what those tariffs were going to bring, is that going to cause inflation to spike? Well, if tariffs are something that are relatively new to you, let's start out with a bit of a history lesson. First and foremost, tariffs have been around for a very long time, ever since really President Washington in 1789. We had tariffs that were implemented on all imported goods. It was essentially a tariff that could range from 5% to as much as 15%, and it was for all countries that were importing their goods to the United States. And this no doubt helped to fill the coffers of the United States. This helped to allow us the capital that we needed to be able to pay off pieces of land that we were buying. And so when we think about tariffs, oftentimes they have a negative context, but in reality, tariffs can be a very good thing. Tariffs allow to create a space of more equality. Just for instance, when we think about the exporting of goods to China versus the importing of goods from China, what we realize is that there's a great disparity. We only export about $130 billion worth of trades to China, and yet China imports to us about $400 billion of goods. Now, you see, that's something that President Trump wants to capitalize on. Now, in many respects, is that going to raise the cost? And the answer is more than likely, yes, absolutely. But you see, when we think about the side effects, if all of a sudden a good that's coming in from China is now more expensive, that's going to give the American manufactured item maybe a fighting chance for you and for purchasing it. You see, this creates maybe a little bit of a, well, instead of just buying this item is now gone up in price. But you know what? This item here, it's made in the United States, and it's maybe of equal quality. And it's something that, gosh, it's actually a little less expensive than buying that one thing from China. So tariffs are designed ultimately to help defend and to protect jobs, to be able to have the Americans spend more money on American-made goods and services. Additionally, we want to understand that Trumps are nothing new. We know that Trump implemented many tariffs in 2018 and 19. He had tariffs on steel. He had tariffs on aluminum and solar panels and washing machines. It was quite a diverse list. But certainly, it was not to the extent that he is now wanting to implement tariffs. He sees the inequality, the amount of goods and services that we're bringing in, that really those countries aren't having to pay anything or much of anything. And as a result, he wants to be able to increase a little bit of that pain. If they want us as a customer, they're going to have to pay more to us to get their goods and services here, period. Now, again, I love to be able to create dialogue. I love to be able to learn from all of you. I'd like to hear what's on your mind. I'd like to be able to hear the questions that you have. And so I encourage you, go to my website, johnsonwim.com, where there is the ability of being able to leave a comment, a question. You can also go to the podcast website, which is capitalizedlife.com. There is no the in front of that, just capitalizedlife.com. And you can also leave comments there as well as listening to all the previous podcasts. Now, when we think about tariffs, one of the biggest considerations that we have is the cost of the items, the things that we have grown so accustomed to, the things that we purchase every day without thinking about it. When we think about the day-to-day items that we consume that are made in China, that are made in so many countries, it's almost mind-boggling. In fact, I bet you would agree with me that it's not very often that you buy an item and you look at it and you see the tag that says made in the USA. So we're trying to get back to more of a focus on our own country and on our own manufacturing. Now, with that being said, this is only one of many things that has been weighing on the minds of the market. The market is, quite honestly, pretty spooked by the recent artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek. They're saying that, you know, they can do everything that American corporations can do with a lot less energy, with mediocre microchips, with less data. And that caused investors to really be thinking about, is the companies that I'm buying, these tech sectors, these tech companies within the tech sector, is it really worth me paying 30, 40, 50, 60 times earnings? Or should I go ahead and maybe back off now? Should I go ahead and sell some of those stocks? So that's adding to the volatility. Then when you come off from the weekend and you see Trump has enacted tariffs on Canada, our neighbors to the north, tariffs on Mexico, our neighbors to the south, tariffs on China. Well, that right there did not bode well for the market because everyone is scared of the uncertainty. Well, no one can really blame the investor. There's so many details that have not been worked out. There's so many unknowns. And yet we know by Monday afternoon, well, we had already postponed the 25% tariff to Mexico. We had already had our conversation with Justin Trudeau, the prime minister to Canada, and postponed that one for a month as well. And so the only one that was really left on the table was the 10% flat tariff on China. Now, with that being said, how has this affected your portfolio? In fact, I would like to ask this question. Have you even looked to check and see how all of the volatility has affected your portfolio? Have you been just kind of not wanting to open the envelope from that January statement? Are you to the point where you're just kind of getting the envelope and you're kind of putting that in the corner, maybe deleting the email from your custodian because you don't want to see? It's been pretty rough. The market has no doubt been gyrating back and forth. Even small tech companies that were anticipating a very good year of growth, they're feeling the effects of potentially what tariffs are going to do to these small startups. And so the Russell 2000 is down. Companies like Nvidia still have not recovered. They're still down nearly 20% from the perch that they were on. And yet, we have to be asking, what does this mean for your retirement? Well, sit tight because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about now how you can potentially defend yourself, and not only defend yourself, defend your principal and make money and make more income in retirement by taking advantage of this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson. Have you missed any of today's program? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
Important financial questions. Are you feeling confident that you have enough money saved to enjoy a stress-free retirement?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
That's where Retirement Income Sources Investment Advisory Arm comes in. We exist to help you invest your money smartly.
I'm struggling to accept my retirement without a steady paycheck. So can you help me invest into a profitable revenue plan?
Absolutely. We have a fiduciary obligation to you, helping you generate retirement income.
A properly managed, income-oriented portfolio can successfully seek to deliver both short-term and long-term return outperformance to help solve most challenges investors face when investing for a more successful, sustainable retirement.
Call Johnson Wealth and Income Management at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com.
The retirement income source. Assets make things possible. Income makes things happen.
Welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of today's program. Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Today, we are discussing tariffs. And you know, in many respects, we kind of need a bit of a history lesson because tariffs are not new. They've been around with us since really almost the formation of this country. And we know the tariffs have been used all throughout history politically for a little bit of a lever, a little bit of a leverage with countries that want to import their goods and services to us. It helps us to create a bit of a balance. It helps us to have negotiation capabilities. And we know the tariffs were a big thing in Trump's first administration, and they're becoming front and center with the second administration. So in this case, remember, tariffs are going to have a lot of good side effects, but they're going to create this temporary sense of pain. And one of the things that we all know that tariffs are likely to do is cause the cost of goods and services to go up. Now, those that would advocate for tariffs are going to tell you, and rightfully so, the tariffs help to create more income for the government so that the government can offset other things like tax cuts. And we know that there is the agenda to implement some degree of tax cuts for us over the next 4 years. And so I could see where that tariff could be a valuable play for the U.S. government. But let me ask you, is there really any retiree out there that doesn't think that the cost of goods and services are not going to go up in retirement? I think every retiree knows that the cost of living today is high, and it's only going to go in one direction. And so what does this mean for you? Well, one of the things that I think many investors have found and realized, even those that may not have been very much into tech, they got on the bandwagon because of all of their friends or because of maybe an advisor or broker, and they got into tech and maybe they made quite the killing. Maybe they saw quite a bit of gain as a result of that. But then just recently, they're starting to realize just how fragile that balloon is. And they realize that when those things turn, when all of a sudden there's just a bad piece of news and it ripples throughout the market and it creates a bit of panic, that those things can drop very, very quickly. And you see, as I've always tried to encourage you as a listener of this radio show, your number one concern in retirement is to make certain that your principal is always there. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't take risks. Of course you can take risks, but you don't want to be taking on the kind of risks with your principal that you were when you were in the accumulation stage. Remember, you still had the security of a paycheck. And so we want to, when we retire, reduce that risk and that potentiality of having a big loss. Because remember, you're not only investing your money when you have it in the stock market, you're also investing your time. And if you end up losing 25, 30, 35, 40% or more, are you going to feel good about spending money? Are you going to feel good about taking vacations? More often than not, most investors won't. They will put those things on hold. They will wait for the recovery. And the issue is that we don't know how long it's going to take. Now, even President Trump has told us publicly the tariffs are going to create temporary pain. But he wants us to be paying attention to the long-lasting benefits. And I don't doubt that at all. I think that there's no doubt going to be some wonderful benefits from tariffs. But you know what? In the interim of time, you need to be asking yourself, what can you do to defend yourself from the ever-increasing cost of living? What can you do to be able to bolster and maybe better protect your principal that you've worked so hard to save? Well, the first thing I think, if we just look back over the last 2 weeks and we observe all of the volatility, and more importantly, we observe the nature of investors. You know what happens when there's someone hitting the panic button? It seems like there's always money that's rotating out of the sector, and now it's fleeing to quality. Well, here's the thing. When we think about having more income in retirement, I think for many retirees, maybe for yourself, that sounds like a good idea. But oftentimes, investors, retirees, can become a little confused, thinking that in order to get more income, they've got to take on more risk. And see, here's the irony. You actually have to do the opposite. You have to reduce your risk, or reduce the risk on that money, to things that are safer in order to get more income. Now, for most retirees, most investors in retirement, that sounds like a win-win. And no one could blame me for it, because it actually is. Matthew, if I can make my principal safer, and at the same time, I can increase my income by two or threefold or maybe even more, that sounds like a wonderful plan. And you see, here's the nice byproduct of that. When we begin to reduce risk, when we begin to move our money into things that are more contractual, could be bonds, could be preferreds, could be things like business development companies, or even taking and focusing more so on the good old-fashioned blue chips, the corporation common stock that's paying good dividends of 4 and 4.5 and 5%. Well, guess what? When people begin to lose their mind in the stock market, guess where they go with that money when they pull it out of the stock market? They're going into those safe havens. They're going into those areas where they know that they have a greater sense of security. And if you've been following along over the last 2 years, even the last three, as the Federal Reserve was raising interest rates to stave off inflation, and all of a sudden we saw all of those things becoming less and less expensive, more on sale every day. Well, that gave beautiful opportunities for all of us that were more value investors to be rolling our money into those things. And guess what? Now that we're starting to see that bubble and it's starting to fracture, and investors are maybe panicking a little bit within the tech sector and all the other areas because of tariffs, they're starting to flee to those safe harbors. They're wanting to have the same safety and the same peace of mind that you want every day for your money. But guess what else? When we invest more safely, we know that we will no doubt experience some nice growth when there is a flee to quality. But guess what else? We're going to be reaping the rewards of investing what we want the most of, and that's income. I want to remind each and every one of you, you have a resource. If you have a question that you've just been dying to try to get an answer on, you can always go to my website, which is johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. Just a wealth of information there. You can listen to past episodes of this radio show, as well as my weekly YouTube videos, as well as white papers. But you can also go to the dedicated radio show podcast website, which is capitalizedlife.com. So when you think about, how am I going to be able to pay for my retirement when things are going up in cost? Well, that's a self-evident answer. When you're investing for income and you're able to make 4 and 5 and 6% on your portfolio fairly consistently, fairly contractually, now all of a sudden it unlocks the keys to the kingdom. Now you know that you have more disposable income that you're able to take, you're able to spend, knowing that it didn't come from your principal. I know it's a silly analogy, but just think about it. the only reason that we own a rental home is not to put our finger underneath our lapel and say, look at that, I own a rental home. No, you own the rental home because you want the byproduct of owning it. You want the rent coming to you every single month. And you see, that's the key. When the cost of living is going up, if you have a bigger 401k balance, that's fine. But guess what? That does not help you fill your gas tank. What you care about is how much money is in the bank. And tangibly, all of these years where financial advisors have taught their clients to just go ahead and buy these things, cross their fingers and toes, hoping that they go up. Guess what's happening at the same time? The financial advisors in this country are doing the exact same thing. They're crossing their fingers and toes, hoping that when you begin to start taking withdrawals from your account, there's going to be capital gains that they will be able to have in order to replace what you took out. And you know, it's not to say that that doesn't work, because occasionally it does. But during times of great volatility, when we see the Federal Reserve manipulating interest rates and how badly that can affect the market, we want to ask ourselves, do we really feel lucky that we're going to be able to have capital gains every single year? And of course, for those of you that are veteran investors, this isn't new to you. You know exactly what the market went through from 2000 to 2003. You remember the tech bubble burst. You remember 2007, 8, and 9. It's still very fresh in your mind. You remember the volatility from the pandemic in 2020. You remember what it felt like in 2022 and 2023 when all of a sudden the market starts really a knee-jerk reaction to the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. You see, these are trends. These are cyclical cycles that you and I have no control over. These are things that are going to happen, that have happened, and will continue to happen into your retirement. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do to defend yourself from it? If the possibility of tariffs going into effect are going to cause the cost of living to go up, do you really want to continue playing chicken with the stock market? Or does it sound better to be able to sleep more peacefully at night knowing that your principal is safer, knowing that your principal is now consistently and steadily producing the byproduct of income that you can use? Think about the average retiree with RMDs. The government has to take and force us to take money out of our retirement. Why? Because if it was up to you and I, we probably wouldn't take money out if they didn't force us. And so in the same way that the RMD recipient needs to be making certain that they're producing enough in dividends to cover the RMD, you want to make certain to do the exact same thing for your retirement. So whether you have 100,000, you have a half million, you have 10 million, you know that your principal is always producing income that you can spend. And here's the great news. If you don't need it, you can always reinvest it. You can continue to buy more shares even during the darkest times. And that, my friend, is investing for value. So hopefully this has calmed a little bit of your fears in the sense that tariffs are not the end of the world. It's something we've lived with for a very long time. But yeah, it's kind of bubbling to the top. So we need to get our minds wrapped around having tariffs again, but realizing that for you and for me, we need to be making certain that our portfolios are prepared for the increase in cost of living and making certain that we have the income being generated that we deserve from our hard-earned retirement savings. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for watching. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day. Thanks for listening.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. capitalizelife.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.